I think what this means is that the local foods movement is not a trend, but in fact, during a very tough economic time, it will remain as a very viable business model for our farmers, and that when they are connecting to the residents in their community, it gives them a resiliency to weather some tough economic times.
More and more farmers, I take it, have adopted this model of selling directly to consumers. What are some of the steps that they've taken to get to the position they are now?
I think farmers are using a lot of new skill sets that perhaps weren't available to them because of technology, or just they didn't yet skill up for these kind of business models. So, for instance, we're seeing a lot more farms that sell farm shares. The number of farm shares almost doubled to 141 farms in Hampshire, Franklin, and Hamden counties. Now, that same trend happened on the state level, where it went up from 221 farms to 431. So in both cases, it almost doubled. So for a farmer to actually be selling farm shares, they need to communicate with hundreds of families, and that's a different set of skills. A lot of our farmers are now using websites and Facebook pages, and the most technologically sophisticated of our farmers are doing blogs and writing articles and are just trying to share what it means to be a farmer with the families they are actually feeding on a weekly basis for perhaps 4 to 12 months of the year.
And so it's more than just selling at the roadside stand or through the weekly farmers market.
Well, the weekly farmers markets have definitely increased also over time. And now when we go to a farmers market, we usually have a lot more diversity of products that we can buy. And we can go to a farmers market every month of the year, which was not true just 4 or 5 years ago. So now we have winter farmers markets. And even at the winter farmers markets, you can buy everything from honey and maple syrup and cheeses and milk and yogurts all the way to meat and fresh vegetables and root vegetables. So when you throw in what you can get all year round to a summer market, you basically can put everything on the table that you would love to put on your table.
Do we expect to see the agriculture business in Western Massachusetts grow over the next few years?
That's our hope at CESA. Our commitment is to, over the next 20 years, double the amount of local food in our diets to 25%. And we know we can get there because still we know there's probably a majority of people who would love to be shopping for local food and farm products, but it just has not become a normal daily practice for them of buying. So it's incumbent upon all of us who care about our local farms to be inviting our neighbors in to be tasting this incredible food that's grown for us.
So people who want to support local agriculture, what should they do?
If you'd like to support local agriculture and local farms, you can be looking for the Be a Local Hero, Buy Locally Grown logo that is everywhere. You can be eating at restaurants that are committed to sourcing the best, freshest ingredients. You can go to food retail, corner food stores, and supermarkets that are part of the Local Hero program. You can be buying direct from your farmers at farmers markets and farm stands and buying farm shares. You can basically be celebrating your community at every meal.
Are new people being encouraged to get into agriculture, to get into farming?
There has been a big push to encourage people to choose farming as a career, people who are either about to go to college, in college, or out of college. Part of that is the concern about the increasing age of our farmers, which depends on where you're talking about, ranges probably from age 56 to early 60s. And unless we have the next generation of farmers coming into agriculture, we're going to have a challenge in producing our own food. So it has been part of our local, state, and federal policy to make the hurdles to enter agriculture a little bit lower than they've been.
The census did point out some concern about dairy farms in Massachusetts. And what's the state of dairy farming in Western Massachusetts?
The state of dairy farming in Western Massachusetts is the same challenge all dairy farms face throughout New England, which is if you are a dairy farm and you are selling your milk wholesale, you do not have control over the price of the milk that you sell. That's set on the national level by federal policy, and that price does not take into account the increased costs of producing milk in New England. There's higher costs for energy and other inputs that ideally would mean you could charge more for your milk. We've had a number of dairy farms be very innovative and efficient, and the dairy farms we have that are still surviving and thriving are, you know, the creme de la creme, and they're doing different things ranging from specialty products from yogurt to cheeses to being more active in their co-ops and trying to get themselves in front of consumers even if they don't sell directly to their neighbors.
Does the direct sales model work for dairy or not?
It can work for dairy, but a dairy farm would need to have their own dairy milk processing plant to be able to control the price of the milk they sell directly to even a food retail place.
And now you're talking big bucks.
It costs a lot of money to have your own milk processing plant. Some of our farmers have also been selling raw milk directly to the public. They're limited about the transportation of the raw milk, so consumers have to come to the farm, but that's been helpful for some farms to keep themselves going as dairy farms.